So there. So thank you very much, Mr. President. As my delegation takes the floor for the first time, let me congratulate you upon your election and wish you all the best in exercising your duties. And let me assure you of the full cooperation of Latvian delegation. Latvia fully subscribes to the statement by the European Union that will be delivered later today. And I would like to add a few points in a national capacity. Latvia would like to welcome states parties that have joined the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention this year, namely Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia and Nepal. Mr. President, the BTWC is a cornerstone convention in the field of global disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. The BTWC covers the whole category of WMDs and is one of the framework for dealing with a broad spectrum of issues in regard to deliberate biological risks. I would like to stress Latvia's commitment to the objectives of the convention. It is necessary not only to preserve, but also to strengthen and advance the convention. We must work to ensure that the BTWC is relevant and effective in a context of development in science and technology, and also work to ensure the broadest possible geographic coverage by promoting the universalization of the convention. Latvia calls on all states that are not yet states parties to the BTWC to join the convention as soon as possible. Mr. President, Latvia attaches particular importance to building and sustaining confidence in compliance. Taking into account the lack of consensus on verification, we believe work should be pursued in that direction where there is a possibility to reach an agreement. As of 2002, Latvia has submitted the annual confidence building measure forms to demonstrate our compliance with the provisions of the treaty. Welcoming the growing number of CBMs submitted each year, we would like to express our hope that this trend will continue. CBMs are a tool to demonstrate compliance with the convention, developing mutual trust and creating transparency. In regard of the content of CBMs, Latvia supports increasing the relevance and comprehensiveness of the CBM forms as formulated in more detail in the position of the EU relating to the 8th Review Conference submitted as an official document. Another opportunity to enhance transparency and build confidence in compliance is through the consultation provision of Article 5 of the Convention. In this regard, Latvia would like to highlight the official document submitted by the European Union enhancing the effectiveness of the consultative process provision of Article 5 of the BTWC. Mr. President, Latvia believes it is necessary to strengthen the role of the implementation support unit as well as strengthen the ISU itself. A strengthened ISU would allow for extended action and improved efficiency in various fields, such as but not limited to universalization and outreach, submission and compilation of CBMs, a robust intersessional work program. This would benefit us, the states parties to the convention. The Latvian delegation would like to use this opportunity to thank the ISU for excellent background documentation for this review conference. It provides very useful background to our substantive discussions at the conference. Mr. President, Latvia hopes for consecutive discussions during the review conference that will mark the start of the new and robust intersessional period that would surpass the limitations of the previous intersessional periods. In conclusion, I would like to note that Latvia supports the 9th review conference of the convention to be held not later than 2021. Let me conclude, Mr. President, by wishing you all the luck you need to steer the work of the BTWC Review Conference to a successful conclusion. I thank you very much.